Chapter 45. 12 months later. Kelsey unscrewed the vial and inserted a pipette. Squeezing droplets into the beaker, she watched with trepidation. Nothing happened. Sighing with relief, she leaned back, clasping her hands with delight. She held the flask up to the light and marveled. A prism of color danced across the room as the liquid swirled. A shadow glided past the doorway. Kelsey hid the beaker behind her back and froze, with her eyes fixed on the door handle. After a moment, the shadow glided away. She exhaled a steadying breath and returned to her solution. Kelsey's face fell. An earthy orange pigment was spreading through the mixture.
"No, no, no," she moaned.
She set the beaker down, backing away with her hands clasped behind her head, imploring it to revert to its previous state. But the reaction was complete. The solution was a murky, swirling mess. Cursing, Kelsey thumped the wall in frustration. She drew a long, controlled breath, then returned to her journal and entered the outcome of the experiment, along with the precise quantities of each chemical she'd used. Wearily, Kelsey returned the ingredients to their respective shelves. She'd realized early on in her operations that it was substantially quicker and more discreet to do the experiments in the storeroom itself, rather than trying to smuggle everything up and down from the lab each night. So long as she didn't blow herself up, it was just about tenable. She cast her eyes down the long list of attempts. She'd felt certain that it was going to work that time, but mixture 379 simply wasn't to be. Kelsey slapped her notebook shut and returned to her office, where she stowed it away securely before heading home for the night. It was already 10 p.m. The kids might still be up if she was quick. Although she'd promised to stop calling after 9 after a complaint from Leon's teacher that it was disturbing his sleep. How the teacher had found out about the late-night calls, Kelsey didn't want to think about. She was doing her best to straddle three worlds. As she juggled her family, her work, and her desperate attempts to find a treatment for Taylor. Kelsey flopped down on the couch of her rental apartment and poured herself a large glass of alcohol-free wine. She was determined not to repeat the same miserable mistakes of her foster parents. Though she was damned if she wasn't getting herself some sort of liquid stress buster, even if it was just a placebo. Aside from the sofa bed, the apartment was bare, trapped in a perpetual state of temporary dwelling. Maybe it was because she'd spent her youth moving from pillar to post that she didn't believe it was worth setting down roots. Or maybe it was because, deep down, all she wanted to do was move back home. But just as she thought she was ready to forgive him, Michael had crossed a line. She closed her eyes and remembered the times they'd spent together when they were first dating, back when his mom, rest her soul, had won her the settlement money from the mining accident. It felt a lifetime ago. For a brief few weeks, their lives had felt uncomplicated, which was saying something, given that she'd been doing daily night school on top of her day job. To his credit, Michael had stuck by her, hanging in there through the arduous study sessions, knowing they had something special. And she'd stuck by him when his first baby letter came, albeit with a slight blip. She could forgive herself that, given what she'd been through. The important thing was that they came good for each other and raised three beautiful children into the wonderful young people they were today. So how on earth did such a loving marriage become collateral along the way? She winced. The fake wine tasted bitter tonight. Kelsey tipped it into the sink, then leaned against the stainless steel rim, peering out across the city. The red beacons atop the hospital's chimneys glowed steadily through the dark. She thought of Michael and felt a pang of heartache, missing him terribly. But as she pictured him arriving for work, her yearning turned to anger. She'd done everything in her power to help him, and she'd been fool enough to think it was working. Until, of course, he did something she could never understand, and most likely could never forgive.